Locals were granted a particularly spellbinding Aurora Borealis viewing opportunity last week, and they might be able to catch the dancing lights in a few days, too. The Metro Vancouver weather forecast for the week starting March 27 includes a string of bluebird days, which bodes well for skywatchers hoping to view the northern lights. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, Space Weather Prediction Center hasn't issued a geomagnetic storm warning in its three-day forecast. The U.S.-based center observed a G4, severe, geomagnetic storm in the wee hours of March 24, which is when locals were able to view the colorful manifestation. But the University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, expects there will be another possibility to view the dancing lights later this week. The university's online Aurora Monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. On Thursday, March 30, the UAF calls for high auroral activity to provide possible viewing opportunities, overhead from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin and Iqaluit to Juneau, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay and Sept Isles, and visible low on the horizon from Seattle, Des Moines, Chicago, Cleveland, Boston, and Halifax. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. How to view the northern lights with peak Metro Vancouver weather conditions. Weather permitting, locals could have another viewing opportunity on Friday, March 31. The university's forecast includes high activity with displays possible overhead as low on the horizon as places like Seattle, Chicago, Boston, and Halifax. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. While Saturday's Vancouver weather forecast includes the possibility of rain, precipitation is difficult to predict several days in advance. If the skies clear, locals may have a third opportunity to view the green glow. However, the aurora's reach doesn't extend as far low on the horizon as it may on the previous two nights. Vancouver is right on the cusp of where the displays may reach. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Light pollution in large cities makes the aurora borealis difficult to observe, but not impossible, given the right circumstances. But your best bet for viewing that hypnotic green glow is up north or outside of the city. Of course, when you do spot them, they likely won't appear green or any other color. Instead, you'll see the arcing, milky manifestation moving in the sky. In order to capture that green glow, you'll need to use a camera with a longer exposure. Find out more Northern Lights information and viewing tips with our comprehensive guide.